Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. America. This is Corporal Tim Thornton from the Military Exchange Talk Show. Did you wake up today and say, I'm not living in the America that I grew up in? A 3% tax on tea eventually led to the American Revolution. Now you pay up to 70% of your earnings to a de facto corporate government. You are groped at the airport, surveilled on the street, spied upon in your own home, fed propaganda by the media, lied to by your representatives. Have your rights eroded, your currency devalued, and are we on the verge of an overt police state? Is this a WTF moment, and you're asking yourself, what happened to the home of the brave and the land of the free? Well, at the Military Exchange Talk Show, we address these issues and more. Current events, military topics, veteran right issues, and WTF moments. Welcome to Canandaigua 1310 WOKR, and this is Civil War Radio. Can I tell you something? Got to tell you one thing. If you expect the freedom that you say is yours, prove to me that you deserve it. Help us to preserve it, or being free will just be words and nothing more. Introducing now, in the corner of Case's Mini Storage Plaza, wearing camouflage boxers and smoking a cigar, hailing from Canandaigua, New York, Corporal Tim Thornton's the all-new The Military Exchange. The Military Exchange is proud to present over 5,000 feet of pure 100% military. The Military Exchange is your source for all your military needs and proudly supports active reserve and former military, VFWs, legions, and leagues, Boy Scouts, Sea Cadets, Civil Air Patrol, and your family. Presenting cigars fresh from our plantation in the Dominica, collectibles, t-shirts, hoodies, and ball caps, rank and insignia uniforms for parade, security, and law enforcement, camouflage clothing, outerwear, wool pants, parkas, and field jackets, camping backpack, tents, and sleep systems, vintage clothing and gear, Class A's, past and present, tactical and survival gear, antiques and airsoft, brand new and pre-enjoyed military camouflage and boots. Check out our military talk show at IronMikesMX.com. 5,000 feet to pure 100% military in Canandaigua, New York. Good morning and welcome to Civil War Radio with Armin Marinetti and Corporal Tim Thornton and Don Smith. I had to think about it again. He's our man from SCOPE, Shooters Committee on Political Education, and we're going to talk about April 15th.
Yep. We've been going through our U.S. Constitution, and right now we're up to the 16th Amendment, which has created our current income tax system. So this is our pain in the tax weekend celebration. So you're going to hear this on Saturday, the 14th, and our taxes are due on Tuesday, 17th. The 17th. Because a holiday in Massachusetts, for many years we used to send our federal income taxes. We're only talking income taxes, people. So forget the property taxes, forget the sales taxes. We're talking income taxes with the 16th Amendment.
Did you have a title for the show?
Do I have a title? I can make one up.
I thought you said you had one.
Taxes. Income taxes, the root of all evil? How's that sound? That's actually the title of a book that we're going to talk about. So I'm going to steal that title from the author and use that as the title of our show. I call it Pain in the Tax Show.
That's what it was.
Okay. This is our Pain in the Tax Show. So let's start with the 16th Amendment. It's a short amendment. I'm going to read it. And then we're going to talk about what it means. So here's what it says, the 16th Amendment. The Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes on incomes from whatever source derived, without apportionment among the several states, and without regard to any census or enumeration. So that's not very long. That's just one sentence with a couple commas in there. But let's see, what does it mean?
How big is the tax code now, you think?
It's over 70, over 74,000 pages, last I heard. Yeah. So, and it's ridiculous. Yep, yep. All right, so what does this mean? A little history here. I'm sorry, I'm going to read again because I don't want to miss the details. And sometimes when I go from memory, I do. I miss details. So back, Article 1, Section 2, and Section 9 of our U.S. Constitution created what is known as the Rule of Apportionment, which required Congress to tax each state based on the state's population rather than taxing individuals based on personal wealth or property. So Article 1, Section 2, and Section 9 talked about taxing the states. The term is known as apportionment. Based on population, the states had to pay a tax to the federal government. We didn't. There was no individual income tax, which is often referred to as a direct tax, which was not legal according to our U.S. Constitution. A direct tax is a tax to somebody directly. So if I came to your door and said, Tim, we got a view tax. You got a view of Route 332, so we're going to tax you on that view, and you got to hand over $100 a week. That's not protected by the U.S. Constitution.
I'd have to say, shush.
So, for example, if the people of Delaware were 4% of the U.S. population, they would pay 4% of the total federal tax. That's how it used to be. Well, since it was in the Constitution, the only way you can change it is by amendment that has to be ratified by three-fourths of the states. So that's what happened back in 1913. The 16th Amendment was ratified. But let's give a little more history, because history gives us a pathway to the problem here. In 1895, in a Supreme Court case by the name of Pollock versus Farmers Loan and Trust Company, the United States Supreme Court declared that a federal income tax imposed on property owned by individuals was unconstitutional. So back in 1895, our Supreme Court ruled that a federal income tax was unconstitutional in the Pollock decision because it violated this rule of apportionment. Although a direct income tax had previously been imposed temporarily, that's my editorial, during the Civil War, the court's ruling in Pollock spurred Congress to pass and send to the states the 16th Amendment. This provision gives Congress the power to impose a uniform direct income tax without being subject to the apportionment rule. It has become the basis for all subsequent federal income tax legislation and has greatly expanded the scope of federal taxing and spending in the years since its passage. The 16th Amendment was ratified by the states in 1913. So, now that's the formal explanation.
Hang on, baby. We're going to take a station break, and when we come back from these commercials, we're going to come back with Civil War Radio with Armin Marinetti and Corporal Tim Thornton. This is WOKR 1310, 3 men and a microphone, Civil War Radio.
When you hear the phrase, boots on the ground, that phrase means our men and women that are in the American Armed Forces. And that means they're ready to fight. They wear the very best gear America has to offer. I'm talking the very best in leather, Gore-Tex, Finsulate, three-layer Vibram soles, Nomex, side zippers, and stitching. quality that the civilian market can't even come close to offering. When you say quality, you want U.S. government issue. Iron Mike's is the leading distributor for military government contractors. They offer jump boots, Mickey boots, jungle boots, SWAT boots, sniper boots, steel toe, Navy deck boots, and Marine Corps and Army desert boots. Corafram low quarter shoes, mucklucks, extreme cold weather, and lightweight tactical boots in 6, 8, and 10 inches. Iron Mike's takes trade-ins of all your old military boots. Iron Mike's is located at 2485 State Route 332 in Canandaigua. Check us out online at ironmikes.co.
Another tactical to practical moment has been brought to you by Iron Mike's Military Exchange Ammo Cans. What an awesome box. It's all metal, seals watertight, and is nearly indestructible. It's so watertight, people bury them in the desert with water, so they will have water later. The USGI Ammo Can, that's the United States government issue ammo can. It's made in the United States to carry ammo, but it does so much more. It's a bear box used by the Boy Scouts of America. Geocaching, coins, cigars, toolbox, hazardous materials, CDs, and anything precious you want to keep safe. They even come in your choice of color, olive drab. This tactical to practical moment was brought to you by Iron Mike's Military Exchange, located in Canandaigua, New York.
Check them out online at ironmikes.co.
If you assume that there's something wrong with people, if you do it long enough, expectations are very strong. There's also something called post-traumatic growth, where you come out of a situation like that and you actually feel kinder toward your fellow man, fellow woman, that you are actually a better husband, father. You actually have a closer relationship with your God. You do not have to go around apologizing if there's some rage in you, although if we tell our veterans enough that this is what's wrong with them, they may actually start believing it. I would just say there's one misperception of our veterans, and that is they are somehow damaged goods. I don't buy it. And I think that that kind of self-pity, while victimhood in America is exalted, I don't think our veterans should join those ranks.
Honey, how many times do I have to move your old army bag? It's taking up too much room in the closet.
It's a duffel bag. It's full of my old uniforms.
And are you going to wear them again?
Yeah, maybe. Someday.
Uh-huh. And what size do you wear now?
Whatever.
Honey, why don't you take them to Military Mike's? You're certainly there enough.
It's Iron Mike's, and at least he doesn't make comments about my weight.
Bring your old military gear down to Iron Mike's Military Exchange. They'll turn your old uniforms, gear, and military collectibles into cash. So if you drug it back from overseas and it doesn't fit your motif, we want it. Iron Mike's wants your Class A's, Alphas, Hammies, Fatigues, Utilities, Digis. We want your Deuce gear, Molly gear, Alice gear, Web gear. Bring in your Poly Pros, new boots, used boots. Heck, if it's green, camouflaged, or digital, we want it. Give it a good home. Use pre-enjoyed. Iron Mike's has a bin for it. Iron Mike's buys, sells, and trades. Iron Mike's Military Exchange, located in Canandaigua, New York. Check out all their newly acquired items at militaryexchange.co.
So, now that's the formal explanation. Question, Tim?
Well, I had to type in how many zeros are in a trillion.
Oh, there's a lot.
Because we're 1.7 trillion in debt. So, I don't know if that's the national debt, that the 4% that Massachusetts would have to pay on, but it...
Wait.
I could only, my calculator only holds 8 zeros.
Yep.
So I think we're talking $425?
Per person? Is that what you're thinking?
Well, my calculator said $42.50, but it would be a couple more zeros.
I don't know. I'm not good at doing math on the fly.
Is that all they would have to pay?
Let's put that aside because there's more to it than that. And let's back up for a second. The $1.7 trillion, which has 12 zeros, I believe.
It does, 12.
Okay. $1.7 trillion is not the debt. It's the deficit, which means that we spend $1.7 trillion more than we collect. Okay, now the debt is over $24 trillion, which means for at least, oh, I don't know, 15 years or maybe more, we've been spending about $500 million to $1.5 trillion more than we collect, so we had to go borrow it. That's the debt. So we're in, financially, we're in murky water, to be polite.
I don't have any more O's or O's left in me I'd run out of breath by the time I got to the end of that. What you just said.
I think what's really important to take from this is that since this 16th Amendment was ratified, and I'm going to add a question mark there because I found a good source. A guy has done a lot of research, and he says it was never properly ratified, he argues. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But since 1913, when the income tax became codified, means put into law, our financial situation has gone downhill gradually because we had men of integrity and responsibility at first, and then it got worse. So now 24, 26, whatever the trillion, some people say unfunded debt's over $200 trillion. When you take into account bills that Social Security is supposed to pay and federal pensions and blah, blah, blah. So that's the bigger problem. But it all started right here. That's why when we talk about some of my sources for information, I'm going to stress that people get this book by Frank, and I might pronounce his last name wrong, Chardoff. He wrote it in 1954. It's titled The Income Tax, The Root of All Evil. So stay tuned, everybody. So far, so shall I continue?
Yes.
All right, so we talked a little bit about the history. Let me fill in some gaps with the history. It looks like, okay, after the Civil War, that income tax went away. It was a temporary income tax to raise money to help the Union troops during the Civil War. It went away. But then debates followed in the late 1890s. One of the popular dates for debates was 1894. And it went back and forth between all sides. And I noticed in my research, and let me give you the source, I found a website. And the way I found it is I went to the Library of Congress and I typed in history of the U.S. income tax. And they gave me a short blurb that highlighted the history, but then at the bottom of the page, they noted as a resource is this website. It's called www.taxhistory.org. And this guy has a lot of detail, more than we can discuss on the show, because it would take us days to go through this information. So I'm going to condense it, and then I'm going to probably editorialize a little bit, and then we can discuss it and bring it into everyday language.
Sounds good.
All right. Yep. Sound good? All right. So 1894, the debates got hot and heavy about the direct income tax and how we can raise money. And it's your typical class warfare that we hear today about income tax going on back then, more than 100 years ago. 1894 is 120-something years ago. And the sides didn't matter. The Republicans and the Democrats, what was going on back then is what they called a populist movement, similar to what we've heard from time to time in today's news. And it became real popular for people to be bitter towards wealth. And they wanted the wealthy people to pay a larger share for our government's operation. In the 1850s, a gentleman from Germany by the name of Karl Marx started writing about a new government system slash social slash economic system known as communism. And the Communist Manifesto was being wide read around the world in the 1850s. And part of what he wrote was suggesting a progressive income tax. Matter of fact, I've got it here on my computer. I wasn't going to write all this stuff down, so I brought it here to kind of read again, because you can't, I mean, Karl Marx is a great example of why we need an income tax. Tongue placed firmly in cheek. All right, he wrote in the Communist Manifesto certain measures. And the reason was, quote, that these measures. Nevertheless, in most advanced countries, the following will be pretty generally applicable. Number one, abolition of property in land and application of all rents of land to public purposes. In other words, no ownership of private property. Public purposes means the government or the state was going to own all private property and they collect all rents. So it wouldn't be Tim owning this store. It would be some government entity and they would get the rents from your revenues. Okay? Number two, which is what brings about why we're talking about Karl Marx, is a heavy progressive or graduated income tax. Now, what that means, progressive, it means that the more money you make, the more percent you pay in income tax. So right now, if you make, rough figures, less than $30,000 a year, chances are you're not going to pay any income tax depending on your personal situation. If you have family, if you're married, and so on. And the purpose of this segment is not to discuss tax strategy. It's to talk history.
Right.
So we're not going to get into the weeds about tax strategy. But the idea became popular that since wealthy people have more money, they should pay more tax. Because they benefited from the government's protection of that wealth more than a poor person would benefit. And I couldn't help but thinking as I was reading through this, a famous, I'm not going to mention the name, but you probably all have heard this quote before. A business owner, you know, the famous quote is, "You didn't earn that."
Right.
On your own. It's because of fill in the blank. You know, so.
The whole road thing, you know, you didn't. It's not because of you that road is there. The road was built before you got there. Something like that, right?
Yeah, you fill in the blank. You could say that about, you know.
The problem is that road would be full of potholes and crap if my taxes didn't pay for the maintenance on that highway that leads to my business.
Side comment. Have you noticed how many potholes and crap are on our highways these days?
You know, the worst thing is, I last couple weeks I've had to go back and forth to Syracuse on the thruway. And you would think for the money you pay with the tolls often that there would, the thruway of all places would be a lot better than what it is.
Yeah.
It's a rough ride.
Terrible. Yeah. I went down to Tennessee and I used some U.S. highways. Number 75, U.S. 75, that runs north and south from Ohio down through Kentucky.
Right.
Terrible. Terrible, terrible. And the only explanation that I can come with in my simple-minded way of thinking is that the money that we've been paying in taxes that was already earmarked for bridge and road repair has gone someplace else, whether it be to pay off debt or whether it's been into an employee's paycheck.
Yep.
A government employee's paycheck.
Or
it's not being used as originally intended.
His freezer and that's other fund that no one knows about.
Oh, yeah, like the guy down south there in Louisiana, yep. So, anyways, in 1895, that tax debate didn't go anywhere. But the smart people started to realize that we can't do this through a law or a bill that we weasel through Congress. Because the Constitution is specific about apportionment and direct taxes. So the only way to do it is with a constitutional amendment.
Listen up, Cupcake. When we come back, we're going to come back with Civil War Radio. Yeah, Armand Marinetti and Corporal Tim Thornton. You got it? Sit tight. And this is WOKR 1310, three men and a microphone. You got it? It's easy. What are you worried about? Take it easy. Don't worry about it.
Clerico, can I get a drink? Sumatra, pull down the shades. Duro, lock the door. We're gonna party. Can you hear me? How long I've been up?
Welcome, enlisted and officers, WMs and Devil Dogs. I'm Corporal Tim Thornton, your host for tonight. This is the DD214 and Laurel Cigar Lounge. Fresh from the Dominican Republic, Hickory Motto Cigars, here at the Military Exchange in Canandaigua, New York. Smoking lamp is out.
I came home on leave and everybody wants me to wear my uniform, but I'm missing my medals and I don't know where to go.
Iron Mike's has a PX inside.
The seatbelt ate my ribbons.
Iron Mike's has a PX inside.
I deploy in one day and the mail order place didn't get me my boots.
Iron Mike's has a PX inside.
My unit wants me to do an inspection when?
Iron Mike's has a PX.
We know! Iron Mike's has a PX inside.
Ribbons, unit patches, medals, shooting badges, rank and insignia, boots, socks, accus, even boot bands. Iron Mike's can even custom order dress hats and hard-to-find uniform pieces. Iron Mike's Military Exchange, located in Canandaigua and online at ironmikes.co.
Semper Fi, do or die, hold them high at 8th and I. Gunnery Sergeant R. Lee Ermey here.
The Military Exchange.
.com. What would we do without them? You better check it out. I'm not going to tell you about it. You just have to check it out for yourself. Hoorah, Semper Fi. Have a great day.
Another tactical to practical moment has been brought to you by Iron Mike's Military Exchange. Camouflage netting was designed to cover up military buildings, tents, tanks, and artillery. Ah, but back stateside, at home, in your backyard, it's the perfect shade for the family patio or deck, or a dog kennel. It's a great blind for hunting duck and deer and to cover up that boat or tree stand. Perfect for a backstage drop for your next theatrical performance or airsoft and paintball scenario games. Iron Mike's camouflage netting comes with or without reinforced net backing. 100% waterproof, rot and mold resistant, quiet and rustle free, texture for a more natural look, UV and non-toxic treated to prevent glare and shine. Reversible for different color options to best fit the environment. Pliable even in extreme temperatures. Comes in several sizes. 10x10, 10x20, 8x10, 8x20, and 4x10. And camouflage netting comes in many colors. Woodland, desert, dead duck, snow, and many more. This tactical to practical moment was brought to you by Iron Mike's Military Exchange, located in Canandaigua.
Check them out online at ironmikes.co.
Or a bill that we weasel through Congress, because the Constitution is specific about apportionment and direct taxes. So the only way to do it is with a constitutional amendment. Well, the argument came up again in 1909. It was basically the same debate with the two sides. The one side saying that rich people have to pay more because they've benefited more from government. The people that were against the income tax saying pretty much what this author said about income taxes are a claim on your life, liberty, and your pursuit of happiness. And that's unconstitutional. So in 1909, the debate started getting hot and heavy again. And the sad thing is, I noticed, I can't remember the gentleman's name, but a congressperson from Tennessee was in favor of a federal income tax. And if you know anything about recent news, Tennessee a couple years ago got rid of their state income tax. They outlawed a state income tax. So three states here that are close to us that have no state income tax are Tennessee, Florida, and Texas. And they also seem to be doing financially very well. But that's a side note.
It's more incentive to live there, more incentive to work.
Uh-huh.
You're not giving up. You know, it's a trick in the military to make your home of record Texas so they take less money out of your pay.
There you go. There you go. You take more home.
Take more home.
You get to spend it the way you want to spend it because you earned it. Right. It makes sense to me. So in 1909, there were some Republicans that were kind of in favor of a new income tax. One was Teddy Roosevelt, who was considered a progressive. And progressive means that you're looking forward, you're moving forward. So we have a good thought when we hear the word progressive. Sadly, you know what, that road to hell is paved with good intentions. That's usually the way I look at it when you think of progressivism. And then another one was President Taft. He was also a Republican that wrote and spoke in favor of an income tax because they thought it would level the playing field. You know, those rich people weren't paying their fair share.
Did they ever talk in the past about like the fair tax idea now? Did they ever come up? Was that ever a forethought?
Yes, and it wasn't called the fair tax. It was called the consumption tax, and that's how originally the federal government received payments. So people paid taxes on their consumption or their purchase of goods. And then it was forwarded from the state to the federal government based on population. Okay, that's that whole apportionment idea. So yes, originally this country was founded on what we call today a fair tax. And there's legislation that's been around since 1999. It's H.R. 25. Look it up. There's an organization called the Fair Tax Organization. They have a website. It's a battle. It's a battle. I've talked to Representative Reed, Representative Collins, some of the other people that are long gone about helping with a fair tax, and basically it's not listened to well. It's not well received. So why is that? Why is that? Well, when we get into be thinking about that. We're going to talk about that. Let me finish up the history, and we'll get into commentary. And Don, if you wish, please jump in and help us out here. So I got to confess, you know, we talked earlier, Tim, that doing this research can be tiresome. I love learning.
Taxing.
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 Very well said. Very taxing. So what I'm going to do now, just for the sake of time and because I stopped reading last night right around 9 o'clock, because on Turner Classic Movies, Errol Flynn, Olivia de Havilland, The Adventures of Robin Hood, one of my all-time favorite movies from the 1930s, in color, I had to watch the end of that. And when I tuned in, it was right during the scene, the archery contest, where he split the arrow.
Oh, yeah.
He had to win. So I said, the heck with this tax stuff. I'm going to enjoy a little Hollywood stuff.
Yeah.
So to wrap this up, in general, in the late, early 1900s, the progressives won out. The sentiment. This one article that I'm going to refer to has great quotes from that era on both sides. But the general sentiment was that the populist or the popular opinion of the time was that the wealthy people had to pay more. And if you think about back then, we had the Rockefellers, we had the Morgan, the banking business, what's some of the other people that had and railroad and Vanderbilts. I mean, we had what they called the robber barons of that time, the late 1800s, early 1900s. So the popular sentiment was you know, get them to pay more. And that's what evolved into our 16th Amendment. Now, just before I get off this, I want to just mention this one guy here who's got a great website, and he questions if the 16th Amendment was ever properly ratified. And he did a lot of research back in the 1980s, 1985. And the title of his website is thelawthatneverwas.com.
Wow.
Is the name of his website. If you go look it up, I've got it here on my computer screen. I'm not hooked up to the internet, so this is a print to my laptop. Let me give you his name. The gentleman's name is William Benson. He did years of research, and what he found out going to different state capitals is that a lot of the capitals didn't properly ratify the 16th Amendment. So he questions the validity of the amendment altogether. He said, for convenience sake, what Washington did was just said, yep, they ratified it to get their numbers and went ahead and made it law. And his research shows that that's not accurate. I thought that was pretty exciting stuff to read. So you can see what kind of a nerd I am when it comes to numbers and government.
I read something this week about the New York state numbers, and I don't know, maybe I don't understand it, but it seemed like we're approaching a trillion. So are we really – well, so if every state is close to that number, it just seems like there's – you can't wrap your head around the debt and the spending that we're doing. And New York State's numbers were very high, like nine, you know, like, I don't know. It was a lot. I wish I knew the exact number.
Well, let's talk about the state for a little bit, okay? Because in New York State, we do have an income tax. And recently, there was a lot of moaning and groaning about how this new tax law that was recently passed in Congress is going to hurt New York State. So if I heard you right, Tim, this budget, this current budget, I think we're about $4 billion deficit, not debt. Okay, there's two D words that we always mix up. Deficit means you got less coming in than you're spending. Debt means you went and borrowed to fill that gap. Okay?
Okay.
All right? So if you think of your paycheck, a deficit would be that, let's say you got a $100 paycheck, but you just got to buy $120 of gasoline for your vehicle. Okay? But you only got $100 in your paycheck. How are you going to pay? You pumped the gas already. You owe $120 for this gas. So you go up to the register and you ask somebody, you know, I'm $20 short. Can I borrow it? All right. So the deficit is that you're $20 short. If I say, yeah, Tim, here's $20, pay me back. Now you got a debt of $20 as well. So
right. That
$20 is you're short and you owe me. So a deficit means you're short.
Debt
means that you owe me. Okay?
Right.
Does that help? Yeah, because those words get us all. For years, you know, I try to simplify it to keep it straight in my own mind. So back to New York State. Looks like we have about a $4 billion with a B, and I think that's nine zeros. If a trillion is 12 zeros, a billion is nine zeros, right?
Nine zeros.
That means that we're planning on spending more. But now here's where it gets interesting. In our New York State Constitution, we have written in there that you have to have a balanced budget. You can't do what the federal government is doing and just mount up debt. So how are we going to fill that $4 billion gap? I don't know, because I'm not in the three men in the room situation with Governor Cuomo and whoever else he invites. But something tells me that there's going to be some high finance shenanigans to make it look like there's a zero instead of $4 billion.
There already has been because they passed the budget.
Interesting.
Say what he
Yes.
Repeat what Don said.
Don says there's already been some shenanigans because the budget's been passed. Okay,
right.
So we'll live with the consequences as time goes by. All right, let's try to sum this up. And I'm going to, again, suggest that if you want to read a great book, it's called The Income Tax, Root of All Evil by Frank Chodorov, Chodorov. And you can get it for free if you go to the Mises Institute website, and they will download it in a PDF. And that book's about 90 pages. And he wrote it in 1954. And let me finish up with the last paragraph of his foreword, because he says it so much better than I can. So as I'm fumbling through the computer to make it big enough for me to read.
Hang on, baby. We're going to take a station break, and when we come back from these commercials, we're going to come back with Civil War Radio with Armin Marinetti and Corporal Tim Thornton. This is WOKR 1310, 3 men and a microphone, Civil War Radio.
And now, a moment of bliss, courtesy of Iron Mike's Military Exchange and Camping Supply.
My Wooby, you swept me off my feet and put into my heart such fiery heat. At first sight, I would not have known the kind of warmth and protection I'd be shown. You've helped me through the good and bad. For being issued you, I am so glad. You are my warmth and soulmate, and we both know that it's fate. Forever, I will hold you tight. Because of you, I know I'll never be cold. I'm yours, and you are mine. Forever and ever will be just fine. And on the eighth day, God created the poncho liner, and the infantry was very thankful.
The American-made military-issue poncho liner, available in assorted colors along with a USGI poncho to create a ranger bag. Available at Iron Mike's Military Exchange, Route 332, Canandaigua. Visit online at ironmikes.co.
Hello, I'm Corporal Tim Thornton, the owner of the Military Exchange in Canandaigua, New York. Over the past 20 years, I have personally searched out vintage clothing, uniforms, antiques. I like to collect all things military. I am just now willing to let go parts of my collection. We have a line of hand-picked vintage collectibles, World War I to present day. Vintage is a great way to give yourself a unique look. Ladies and gentlemen, add a little vintage to your wardrobe. What I like about vintage is the quality of material. Cotton, wool, leather, all at its very best. Different texture, design, and old school patterns that fit the way they should fit on a man or woman. The Military Exchange is your home for vintage clothing and collectibles. For your viewing pleasure, please go to my website, ironmikesmx.com, and see our video and pictures of vintage collectibles.
Peace is the result of retraining your mind to process life as it is, rather than as you think it should be. Please leave your expectations at the door. This Life's Moment is brought to you by Woody's Cafe, 2375 Route 332 in Canandaigua, New York. Breakfast and lunch cafe, cooking soulful food using local compostable products whenever possible. Local, seasonable, sustainable, simple. Woody's Cafe.
Kim's Shaggy DeChic Pet Spa, a natural choice in pet grooming, located at 1010 South Clinton Avenue in Rochester. Shaggy DeChic Pet Spa is neatly nestled in the south wedge between the India House and Salvatore's Pizza. Kim's Shaggy DeChic Pet Spa, your premier full-service pet salon. Our courteous and professional staff has served pets in the Rochester area for the past 16 years. Come visit our salon and let us pamper your pet. Kim's Shaggy DeChic Pet Spa is a full-service grooming salon dedicated to quality grooming services in a low-stress environment using all-natural products. Kim is very knowledgeable and provides a warm, friendly grooming environment. Kim Shaggy DeChic Pet Spa offers many grooming services such as full-service bath, full-service haircut pedicures, nail filing, facials, flea bath, toothbrushing, shed-less packages, and specialty shampoos mini spa. Call for a free quote at 585-355-4761. Visit our website and Facebook page, Kim Shaggy DeChic Pet Spa.
Forward, because he says it so much better than I can. So as I'm fumbling through the computer to make it big enough for me to read, for those of us who still believe that freedom is best, the way is clear. We must concentrate on the correction of the mistake of 1913. That's the 16th Amendment he's talking about. The 16th Amendment must be repealed. Nothing less will do, for it is only because of it has this enormous revenue that the federal government is able to institute procedures that violate the individual's right to himself and his property. Enforcement agencies must be paid. With the repeal of the amendment, the socialistic measures visited upon us these past, he was writing in 54, so he put down 30 years. It's been a lot longer than that. These past 100 and plus years will vanish. So I think that says it well. Our problems, our economic problems, our financial problems can be traced to a progressive income tax. When I speak to lawmakers, I remind them that it is communist and socialist in nature because it was written about in the 1850s by Karl Marx in his Communist Manifesto. And the question that always haunts me is why wouldn't a lawmaker that usually runs on being patriotic in our country, we got to make sure that there's peace and prosperity, why would they not be in favor of going back to a fair tax based on consumption or purchases? And
it takes all the control, though, out of their hands and puts it back into ours. And we are the United States. We are the people. And that's where we are supposed to be, the government. But we're not. And I think, isn't that a quote from Teddy Roosevelt? We are the government. Not the government. So take away their control, they're not the government anymore.
Any thoughts, Don, that you want to share?
Yeah, I would say this, that this allows the government to determine what the expenditures shall be. Takes it out of our hands entirely.
Okay. So kind of similar to what Tim said, you know, even though we're supposed to be the government, according to the U.S. Constitution that we've been talking about for many, many weeks, the Bill of Rights, it almost seems like we are the subjects of our U.S. government, not the actual managers of our U.S. government. I would tend to agree with that. Plus, I also note that our lawmakers, whether they're elected, hired, or appointed, get their paychecks from our tax payments. That's where their paychecks come from. Mm-hmm. So somebody once asked me, you know, how come they're not complaining? Look at how much the Clintons paid in income taxes. Look how much Obama paid in income taxes. And they're not complaining. And I pointed out because it's just giving part of their money back to the source. They'll get it again, whether it be in a pension as a ex-president or whether it be in a deal that they can make with a nonprofit organization. They're not worried about it because they have ways of getting that money back that we aren't aware of. Make sense?
The Clinton Foundation.
There you go, the Clinton Foundation. And I think President Obama has a foundation. And President Bush, there's a couple different foundations for the father and the son. And who knows, maybe even Jeb has got a foundation in there.
Sure,
so
they do.
Tim,
they all do because they know that that's a great tax shelter. And you know what? We should have stuff like that.
Let's have a Tim Foundation. If there's any listeners, any lawyers out there in the audience, I think we should have a Tim Foundation. Tim's Tax Foundation.
Tim's Tax Foundation.
There's one catch, fellas. In order to have a foundation and make it valuable, you have to have donors. We don't have any donors unless the three of us donate to each other's foundation.
See, now it all sounds like Amway to me. It's just Amway. That's what it always comes down to. Thanks.
I'm done.
All right. That was Civil War Radio with Armin Marinetti. And on the 16th Amendment, tax season or tax day is coming up just right around the corner. And when we come back from these messages, we're going to talk with Don Smith from Scope.
Old Glory, Stars and Stripes, Red, White, and Blue, the A flag, the American flag, the flag that has flown above every rooftop to guide on, battleships, camps, forts, and fops. The American flag bears the crimson color of blood that has kept our flag as pure as the white bars that flank the blue field of honor. The Military Exchange is proud to present Valley Forge American-made flags. 100% American-made, real issue. We sell flags by the military branch, unit, or division.
Army, Air Force, Navy, Coast Guard, National Guard, Marine Corps. We sell flag poles, mounts, and display cases. Show your pride. Display your branch proudly with a flag from Valley Forge. The Gadsden, Don't Tread on Me flag and decals. Perfect for the conservative New Yorker. Join the military culture that is the Military Exchange. Located in Canandaigua, New York, check out our weekly video broadcast of our radio show at IronMikesMX.com.
Springtime weather forecast. Rainy, gray skies with a slight chill in the a.m. Tactical to practical. Military rain gear on sale now at the Military Exchange in Canandaigua, New York. Camouflage rubber rain pants, USGI issue, only $19.99.
The Military Exchange.
This is Corporal Tim Thornton from the Military Exchange Radio Show. At some point, you were driving to work in the last 4 months and said, I'm not living in the America that I grew up in. The Military Exchange would like to present our newest product, storage containers. Perfect for camping, hunting, or prepping. The Military Exchange has standard Pelican and Hard Dig cases, ammo cans, and wooden ammo cases with the following features.
Watertight crush proof and dust proof. Easy open double throw latches. Open cell court with solid wall design. Strong, lightweight. Neoprene O-ring seal. Automatic pressure equalization valve with Gore-Tex membranes. Comfortable rubber over-molded top and side handles. Stainless steel hardware and padlock protectors. Strong polyurethane wheels with stainless steel bearings. Reinforced corners and edges for additional impact protection. Molded in ribs and corrugations for secure, non-slip stacking, columnar strength, and added protection. Positive anti-shear locks which prevent lid separation after impact. They also make great car top carriers. Recessed hardware for great protection. Pick and pluck foam. Many sizes available. The military paid thousands. Now you can have them at surplus prices. Come check them out at the Military Exchange, Route 332, Canandaigua, New York.
For America's wounded warriors, sometimes coming home can be a battle in itself. Every one of them needs our support to meet the challenges they face every day. The USO provides Americans a way to offer that support to our wounded warriors and their families. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in their lives. The USO.
Spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above thy fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee. Crown thy good will.
At Iron Mike's, they make custom-made military ball caps made of the finest wool serge or cotton.
This hat is the same hat made for captains aboard naval vessels.
Every hat is embroidered to perfection with your choice of insignia.
Show pride in your outfit, military branch, VFW, or Legion.
Iron Mike's makes anything from a B-24 Liberator to the 25th Infantry symbol, and that's not all.
At Iron Mike's, they make custom-made dog tags, license plate frames, decals and dog coats, and survival bracelets.
Marines, Army, Air Force, Navy, or Coast Guard.
World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Gulf War, Iraq, or Afghanistan.
Iron Mike's will custom make it all.
Iron Mike's Military Exchange, located in Canandaigua, New York.
Check them out online at ironmikes.co.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Iron Mike's Fashion Show. As you can see, military style has made its way into civilian fashion very quickly. That leather jacket you're wearing, yep, you in the front row, military based. But look, making its way down the runway now is the latest in military fashion. Here you see the new line of patrol caps, perfect for any occasion. Oh, and just in time for summer, notice the line of tank tops ideal for those sweltering summer days. Looking cool, cop, and supporting their military men. Very nice, ladies. Truly sinking its way into the hearts of fashion lovers, the shemeg. Worn around the throat, waist, head, however you want. But this scarf is a timeless accessory. And here comes the line of vintage wear. Truly a throwback to the heydays of military fashion. Come see all your military fashion options at Iron Mike's Military Exchange. 2458 State Route 332 in Canandaigua. See some of the fashions online for yourself at ironmikes.co.
Iron Mike's Military Exchange is tactical.
The Military Exchange in Canandaigua is your best one-stop shopping for all your tactical needs. At Iron Mike's, every piece of tactical gear is hand-picked. Everything is field-tested by their military personnel, overseas contractors, field operators, special ops, and law enforcement. Iron Mike's has the best quality gear. USGI, that's government issue. 600 to 1,000 denier nylon, assault vest, plate carriers, helmets, mag pouches, slings, 1, 2, and 3-point bungee slings, holsters, rifle cases, snipers' drag bags, ghillie suits, woodland, desert, and snow. 3-day assault packs, medium transport pack, a wide variety of colors and manufacturers to choose from. This week's special, 2 multi-cam combat shirts, real issue and battle tested. Iron Mike's Military Exchange, located in Canandaigua, New York. Check them out online at ironmikes.co.
This is Corporal Tim Thornton, host of the Military Exchange Military Talk Show. Our sponsor is Iron Mike's Military Exchange in Canandaigua, New York. The Military Exchange is now both radio and video. Military is our life. We live it, breathe it. The Military Talk Show brings you current events and topics of veteran interest, war stories, and interviews with guests and veteran groups. Do you remember that camaraderie we all experienced while serving our country? We laugh and mourn our loss, marvel at the heroism, and ponder life's meaning here at the Military Exchange Talk Show. Join the Combat Radio Network. Present your group or non-for-profit cause to fellow Americans. Set up an appointment to join us at the studio and be part of the show. A weekly broadcast and live performance by the casting crew of the Military Exchange. You can view our weekly episodes on the front page of my website, IronMikesMX.com, or visit TheMilitaryExchange.com. The Military Exchange Military Talk Show.
This portion of Iron Mike's Morning Roll Call is brought to you by BF Golfing. How's your game going? Are you getting the most out of your game? Bob Freeland offers personal coaching in a relaxed way that gets the most out of your swing. Bob can help anyone improve their game and make it more enjoyable. You can find Bob at BF Golfing, 3868 North Main Street, Marion, New York, or call 315-926-5802. If he can straighten out Iron Mike, he can straighten out you too.
SenseDev Computer Repair is there for all your computer needs for both your home and your office. They can fix any laptop or desktop that's on the fritz, and they sell refurbished computers as well. SenseDev for all your computer needs.
Call 585-721-4697.
Tune in every Saturday morning, 8 to 10 a.m., for three men and a microphone and a lady. Hear all about local news, politics, fishing report, and sports, as well as all the talk about town and the scuttlebutt in the city. To keep up on the show, stay connected and visit us on Facebook at Canandaigua 1310, Three Men and a Microphone. Presented each week, Saturday 8 to 10 a.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2 p.m. Sponsored by the Military Exchange in Canandaigua, New York. And to catch up on past episodes, go to IronMikesMX.com or WOKR 1310. Golden, golden, golden.